Happy Friday, everybody. We hope that you are having a great weekend. Let's face it. We take anything we can get. It's going to be a super weekend, if you get my drift. Let's kick it off right now by talking some Disney. But first, let's sneak in a word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. You know, if you want to make a weekend super, which this weekend is, book your vacation for 2018 to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, drop by the magicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. Early in the year, there are some great fun and sun discounts for packages and room only. There's some spring annual pass holder discounts out there right now. Either way, right now is the time to get that 2018 adventure on the books. Those deposits are fully refundable until 31 days prior to travel, so no risk there. And you can dream about your next trip right away. And when you book that next vacation to your Disney destination, work with the best. Work with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. And in that little field where it asks, where did you hear about us? Please put the Be Our Guest podcast right there. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget the easiest way to support the Be Our Guest podcast is to use the Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon when you do all of your online shopping. This is just a reminder, Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. It's already February, 12 days away. You don't want to wait till the last minute. So get on there this weekend, pick up that gift for your loved one, and please, when you do that shopping, use our Amazon affiliate link. Again, it's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1,284 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to the super weekend. That's right. I know it's a big deal for those people up on, you know, up in the Northeast on the East Coast. Yeah, it's, I guess it's commercials for the rest of the country. I don't know.
You know what it is for me? It's my other husband, Justin Timberlake, baby. I'm in it for the halftime show.
Hopefully there aren't any wardrobe malfunctions this year, right? I mean, that'd be tragic if that happened.
I know that I'm probably one of the only people out there who says this, but I'm really hoping that Janet Jackson does not appear on the halftime show. Like, I really don't want to see, like, I don't want to see it. So let's just move on. We've moved on from that. That was years ago. Let's just have a nice halftime show.
But see, I gotta tell you about something that's happening here in our house with myself and Mallory, because we're kind of torn, because we have great friends of the podcast. You know, we have a lot of listeners up in the Northeast, Pats fans, Eagles fans, but we're really good friends with the Martins, Jocelyn's family. And the problem with this is, they're a house divided. Jocelyn is a Patriots fan, and she's got some of the girls wearing Patriots garb. But Moose is a diehard Eagles fan. I mean, he was wearing his Eagles stuff down there marathon weekend everywhere. We watched one of the games together over at Beach Club. You know, so I don't know. I guess Moose is a big dude, and he could probably pull me limb for limb. So I guess I'm an Eagles fan. I don't know. But I love Jocelyn. She's so good to me. I just feel guilty rooting for either team.
I know. That's why I'm in it for the halftime show.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't know what to say. So anyway, that's Ricky Niblett. She's from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, the Mouse for Less, all those places. But more importantly, you got to give us the 2-minute skinny, because, you know, we're going to talk Disney news today and kind of talk about what's going on in the Disney universe. But you went to New York City for the first time over the weekend. Lots of Disney connections there. I know you posted a lot on the Facebook group. Quick thoughts on the big city, you know, Midwestern girl going to the big city.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. First time in New York. So for those who don't know, Brian got me tickets for my birthday, which was in July, to see Wicked on Broadway. And so the time when we could do it, was actually in the middle of January. So, so we went and did Wicked on Broadway, which was fantastic. Now, I'd seen Wicked before, but it had been years. I mean, years since I've seen Wicked. So I was really super excited to get to see it again. And it was great because it was almost like seeing it for the first time again. Like, I knew a little bit about, you know, the show, and I remembered a little bit about it, but here's your Orlando connection to Wicked. So in the play, there is a character, and he was actually played by Ashley Parker Angel. For those of you who are, you know, 2000, you know, pop fans, he was in the band O-Town, which of course was from Orlando. So there's your right. Orlando tie-in for that.
Kind of loose. All right. Okay. We'll go with that.
Only I would know that was the guy from O-Town. I'm just saying. So anyway, but no, it was really good. It was really, really, really fantastic. We did the Times Square thing, of course. So of course, as you guys know, there is a Disney store in Times Square. And what is awesome is it's, first of all, it's two stories. So that part's so cool. And of course, they have some unique things going on in the store because it's the two-story thing. And it's kind of like, you know, it's Times Square. So they have a giant escalator to get you up to the top level. And it's all tangled. It's all the lanterns, which is super cool. Oh my gosh. It was just like I looked up in awe like the whole time. It was really neat. They had a lot of great New York Disney themed merchandise, which of course a lot of that came home with me, which was also fun. So my fiscally responsible husband said that I could spend the money, so that was good. And so we did that. And also, you'll want to be on the lookout for the Mouse for Less, because I have a giveaway that I will be doing here soon. I don't know exactly when. I don't think it's already going to be taking place, but you'll see it soon if it's not already now, where you would be able to potentially win something that I picked up in New York. So that's a nice little thing to look out for. So we also did, what else did we do? So we did the Statue of Liberty, which was awesome, and Ellis Island. It was really cool because, so first of all, we climbed up to the crown of the Statue of Liberty. By the way, don't do that if you are severely afraid of enclosed spaces, like I am. I have a really bad fear of enclosed spaces. So I kind of freaked out a little bit while I was climbing up the stairs because it's a very tight, narrow, like, but the steps themselves are very high, spiral staircase. So, like, for me, like, the part that really freaked me out is the fact that all I'm doing is just seeing myself going in a circle, and all I can see is the, you know, the spiral staircase, like, you know, coming in on me. So, like, that freaked me out. But if I just kept looking out in the distance, it was like, I'm only going to do this once in my life. Like, just go climb up the stairs. It'll be okay. So I finally got up to the top, and it was really cool. It's a lot smaller, like, for those of you, like, Mike, you've probably been up in the arch. So, like, it's a way smaller, like, view out of the top of the crown.
Are you saying our arch is better than their Statue of Liberty?
No, it's different. I mean, the arch does have an the elevator thing, although that's a tiny capsule.
Yeah, exactly.
Too,
so. talk about tight and close places. I mean, I'm ready to get shot out like in a Mercury capsule to space in that thing.
Right, exactly. So, but at least I feel like there's at least a little bit of breathing room in there, whereas this was just like, so that was cool. And then, like I said, we did Ellis Island, which was really neat too, because I mean, like, obviously that's where all the immigrants came, and I learned so much. Like, you don't really think about it, but it was just really interesting to learn the way that the immigrants would come through and all the things that they had to do when they got to the country to be admitted into the country at the time. So, like, that was really, I learned a lot from that actually, which was really, really interesting. We tried to go see the Grammys, but that did not work out.
You'd say, I know Jay-Z. I'm Ricky.
What up?
Exactly.
But it was fun, like, kind of just being in the crowd a little bit for that. And then the last day we did the NBC tour, which, you know, for those of you who are Universal fans, this kind of ties in there because, of course, they have the ride with Jimmy Fallon. And so in that ride, you go up into a building that kind of resembles a little bit about, you know, 30 Rock or, you know, the Comcast building there in New York. And It really does kind of look like it. You know, they have the blacks and the golds all over, you know, both places, which is kind of cool. And it was really, really neat. We did the tour. So that was really cool. Got to see where Lester Holt does the news. Got to see where Megyn Kelly does the third hour of the Today Show. So that was cool. And then we got to see the set for Saturday Night Live, which was also awesome. Like, you don't realize how small that set really is. So it's actually very tiny. They only have three stages, and one of the stages is the musical act stage. So, like, they really can't use that for anything else. So really, it's kind of like they only have two stages. And, of course, one is the main stage that you see when they actually do the, you know, the monologue, the opening. And then they just keep moving sets in front of that stage, which is really kind of cool. And also, a thing that I learned is they do not have guests who are not like close family and friends, sit on the floor. Regular guests cannot just sit on that floor area, you know, how you may see sometimes. The people that the regular guests are up on the second level, and that's just for so that it, because it is live, nobody can rush the stage. So if Ryan Gosling was out there, nobody could rush Ryan Gosling. So that's good to know too. I thought that was very interesting. And then so while we were there, I was very disappointed because I had the opportunity to potentially see a taping of Jimmy Fallon, which made me very sad because they like came up to us and they're like, do you like Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers? And we were like, well, yeah. And they're like, do you want to go see a taping of the show? And we're like, yeah. And they're like, okay, well, Jimmy starts taping at 5:00. And I was like, no, our flight was at 8:30. So we could have probably seen it, but the responsible adult in us were like, oh, that's just cutting it too close to get to the airport and through TSA. Of course, it was all fine. And we got through it all, like, with no, like, breeze through the, you know, everything. And so we totally could have saw Jimmy Fallon. But instead, we did the responsible thing and did not. And instead, we saw the rehearsal monologue for Seth Meyers. So that was kind of interesting, too. So basically, what they do is Seth comes out and reads a few of the jokes that they've written. Some of them are repeat jokes, so because they're trying to get the right joke for the show. So it may be the same topic, but they're trying to get the right joke for the show. And so that was really interesting to see. There was only about 60 of us in the rehearsal. So it was very intimate, and I mean, it was just really cool. We get to see him also do a sketch. So if you watched Monday night's tape or show of Seth Meyers, I and a few other people were the reason why you heard the jokes that you heard, because our goal was to laugh at the jokes that were funny and then not laugh at the jokes that were not funny. And there were jokes that were not funny that we did not laugh at. So that's kind of awkward too, because you're like, oh, don't laugh. That's not a funny joke, but it's silent in here and there's, you know, you're seeing a comedian, so you're expected to laugh. So it was just kind of awkward, but overall, it was a very, 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 very fun trip, and I know I went over my 2 minutes, so.
That was a 10-minute, 2-minute version, but no, I can imagine it's exciting to go to the big city for the first time. I've never been there. Mallory wants to go, so someday we'll get up to New York City.
It was awesome, and, you know, now I have a reason to go back, because now I've got to see Jimmy Fallon, so, it's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so today what we're doing is, we did this show a few months back. Mike and Ricky dished the Disney news. We're going to kind of revisit that today. Of course, the news is always changing. So, Ricky, what's happening in the Walt Disney World universe? What can we talk about?
Well, first things first, I think we need to talk about the big news that came out this week, and that is the Star Wars Galactic Nights event is returning. It is returning on May 27th, which is, for those of you that are keeping track, Memorial Day weekend, which means, and this is just my speculation, of course, but I have a very suspicious thought on this, that I would guess Toy Story Mania is not now opening on that weekend. If I just had to take a guess, they would not hold that Star Wars Galactic Nights the same weekend, in my opinion. So that means to me that Toy Story Land will probably be either opening before, but from what I'm assuming, it will probably be opening after Memorial Day weekend, just based off of some things that I've seen and stuff like that. So that's kind of a bummer. Because I can guarantee you they probably don't want to open it the same weekend they're having a big Galactic Nights event. You know, just doesn't make sense. So a bummer for those of you who are planning Memorial Day weekend trips and we're hoping to see, Toy Story. because I don't think it's going to happen now. But anyway, so the Galactic Knights event, for those of you who have not gone before or are thinking about going now, that you'll be there for Memorial Day weekend, and this is what you're going to have the opportunity to do. Basically, it's a hard ticketed event. I think it's $129 for adults and $124 for kids, so not much of a difference in price. I don't know why the $5 makes a huge difference, but whatever. You get to see a lot of the same things, I think, that you would get to see during the day. But for a Star Wars fan, I mean, it's still kind of cool because it really is all geared towards Star Wars. So you'll still get to see the fireworks. You'll still get to see, you know, the Star Wars galaxy, or the far, far away show, that fashion show thing that I like to call it. You'll still get to see, you know, the March of the Stormtroopers, Captain Phasma, but I think there's also one with Darth Vader, which is kind of cool. That doesn't happen during the normal days. You'll get to do Star Tours. You'll get to potentially maybe ride with characters. I believe they change out a Rock and Roller Coaster to be themed, you know, have the Star Wars theme go through, which is actually, that's actually kind of cool, I gotta admit.
Yeah, it is.
There's character meet and greets. There's special photo opportunities. There's going to be food that you can dine on, which to me seems like a test for what's going to happen in Star Wars Land. So you could potentially be helping them decide what works and what doesn't for that. I don't know. Or they're just really kind of watching to see what people, gauge people's reaction to things. So that, in a nutshell, is kind of what I think Galactic Knights kind of offers. It's kind of like an amped up, it's an amped up day in the park, or a lesser Star Wars weekends if you went to that.
So obviously this was a hit because this is a returning event. You know, they did it kind of as a one-off at first. The third time.
It for Star Wars Celebration. Then they did it to tie into The Last Jedi. And now this is obviously a tie-in for Solo.
Interesting. You know, at $129, what do you think about the value of this? I mean, obviously, it depends on your fandom with Star Wars, you know, because, I mean, the same thing. These things happen all over the country, you know, specialty events, you know, themed around Harry Potter or, you know, what have you, whatever franchise you're passionate about. I think that, you know, it's one of those things that where else can you do this? And $129 in the grand scheme of things to have, you know, a very intense day, you know, for the Star Wars fan,
I would
imagine, though, I mean, this is just me. I would go to the park during the day and kind of, you know, do launch bay and stuff. I mean, I'd make it the full day experience, you know, even though it's a night, you know, that'd be my whole day thing. What would you do?
Right. I don't know, because a lot of it is stuff that's offered during the day. So I think I would go to a different park and really have this be kind of a supplemental thing of if you wanted to go to Hollywood Studios, but you had a short trip, you know, because it is Memorial Day weekend. So if you were taking the short three-day weekend, sorry, for me, it's usually four because I take off an extra day. So if you're taking that off, you know, or you're doing that, you know, and you don't have a lot of time to see the park, you know, all the parks, I would maybe consider doing it that way. For me, you know, I think if you're an ultimate Star Wars fan, I think it's something that you kind of have to do. As not an ultimate Star Wars fan, though, for me, there's not really a lot to this that's super special. I mean, you've got the photo opportunities, which is great. You know, you got a few special characters. But really, and as of right now, they haven't announced anything of any special shows. I know last time they had a presentation for kind of what guests could expect with Galaxy's Edge, but I don't really feel like the information that they gave out wasn't really anything earth-shattering. So I really felt like, you know, looking back, like that was great if you're, you know, again, a Star Wars fan, but there was nothing as kind of a newsworthy person, like looking out for the news type stuff. It wasn't really like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like I didn't see a lot of like really cool stuff come from out of it. So I don't know that it's worth $129 for just like me. You know, you think about something like a Mickey's Not So Scary or Very Merry, and you know, you get different fireworks. You get, and I know that there's going to be an extra like scene or something added to the fireworks, but you get a whole new show for, you know, the Halloween party and Christmas party, and you get a full parade for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a lot of extras that you get that are part of the Halloween party. And it's honestly, it's actually, I think it's, if I'm remembering right, a little cheaper, not by much, for the Halloween party and the Christmas party, although I'm sure that can change. So it's like $5 cheaper or something like that, I think, something really nominal. But, you know, I don't think that there's enough extra for this event. The only thing that's really extra for this event is they have, you know how they did the castle or the projection show on Hollywood Tower of Terror for around the holidays? Well, here mm-hmm. they do one that's a little Star Wars themed, and that's just not worth the extra money for me. I don't know. That's just me, though. I'm not a big super uber Star Wars fan either. So
the only thing I'm thinking, though, is that it's been a minute since the last time they did this. See how I use that? I'm hip. See, it's been a minute. It's been so what it'll be 7 months since the last time they did this. And it'll right. only be approximately 12 months out till the opening of Star Wars Land. So maybe right. possibly could they have, you know, a better preview because they are 7 months closer to completion on that land. That's the only thing I'm thinking. I mean, it's probably not worth the money to see that, but maybe this will be something that somebody that went in December gets, if they go again, maybe they get a little bit extra this time.
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I'm sure that they're still finalizing a lot of the events and, you know, things like that. I mean, if you pay attention to Disney news and stuff like that, you know that a lot of the finite details don't come out until, you know, maybe 2 weeks before the actual event.
True.
So, you know, you'd definitely have to be going based off of, you know, you'd have to know, hey, I really want to go to this, and anything else would be gravy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we won't know kind of any of the extra special details until, you know, tickets go on sale, which they are not quite on sale yet, or until we get to about 2 weeks out. And I'm sure we'll find out a lot more at that point. But yeah, I am curious to see, because I'm sure that they're going to have some sort of presentation, because they have, I think, for the past two Star Wars Galactic Nights events. So I'm sure they will have some sort of presentation. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where we are and in the construction process and stuff like that, to see if there'll be anything kind of cool announced moving forward.
And the great part about social media is you don't have to pay the money. You'll know immediately because everybody will be posting it on Twitter. It's awesome. It's
well,
like,
that's
yeah,
my,
that's cool.
It's my bitter side. Yeah,
yeah,
I
exactly.
can pretty much learn everything that I need to know. By
I wish I was there, but now I know everything within 10 seconds of them saying it in the parks. There's 18 different posts.
And so I saved $129.
Exactly. I'm going to go to White Castle for a month. That's how it works.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they have to me, they need to offer something else that's a little more special for this event. You know, like, if they're going to keep doing it, for me to want to do it, they're going to have, I would think that they would have to start offering up just some stuff that's a little more unique than what they're offering.
But if I was going to be there, I might do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I already had a trip planned, that's cool. I love Star Wars.
I'm going to be there that weekend because I usually go Memorial Day weekend. But I don't know that I would want to, I don't think that I would spend the money for it, but you never know. Maybe I'll get up in the hoopla and be like, no, I have to go.
Somebody else will. So they don't care. They're fine with that. Anyway. So, okay. Give it, what else do we have going on besides, the Galactic Spectacular?
So the other big news, that people were talking about all over the place was the fact that, the minivan service going to start taking guests to the Orlando International Airport.
I want to know the mechanics of this, because when I had a guest actually email me, like, they saw on social media, you know, somebody was holding a picture of the, I guess, the flyer they gave out at Yacht Club, you know, kind of talking about this program.
It's at the boardwalk.
Okay. It was boardwalk. And, you know, I'm thinking, man, the mechanics of this, because, you know, I know it's going to be at select resorts and it's a test thing for right now. But the thing is, like, if they were to do this resort wide, and I think this would have to be very, like they would have to limit it to deluxe, maybe concierge only, you know, like they have to really
and
narrow
right now
funnel
it is concierge.
That's it.
Yes.
But I mean,
yes.
I'm trying to think, you know, most things expand out, and I'm just thinking, man, the amount of guests that take Magical Express, and the fact that it was complimentary, and of course, minivans were complimentary for the first little bit there. Right. I don't know. So explain what's going on, give the details, and then let's kind of talk about it.
So it is right now currently only a test, so keep that in mind. It is only available at Disney's Boardwalk. It is only available for club-level guests that for flights that depart from 9 a.m. until 12 a.m. It is only for guests traveling to Orlando International Airport. You can only use this option when traveling to the airport. You cannot use it coming back from the airport, like from the airport to the resort. However, I suspect that if this test goes well, that will be an option. Again, it may only be for club-level guests, but at least that's an option for people The minivans will be able to transport up to 6 guests per vehicle and can carry up to 3 car seats. It is recommended that guests use the resort airline check-in process in conjunction with this, because obviously you're not going to have a lot of room to put your luggage in said minivan if you've got all those people and, you know, all that. So make sure you kind of use the resort airline check-in process. You'll need to give the information. It would be your date and time of departure, the airline, the flight number, if you're TSA pre-check, number of passengers, and the number of car seats that you'll need. Now, here's the thing. It costs a flat $150. For no matter how many guests you have going with you. And I will say that Mike Scavetta actually tweeted and said something about how it is charged to the room, it's not the Uber fee, which I thought was very interesting. I'm hoping that's still right. I'm sure he'll let me know if it's wrong. So
he knows. Yeah. He knows.
Yes, he knows. He knows. So that was the part that I thought was very interesting in that too. It is not from Uber, it is from Disney, and I would assume that that it's because it's Disney who's taking you to the airport.
Well, not Uber, you mean
or
Lyft.
Lyft. Sorry, thank you. I used a lot of Uber when I was in New York, so it's on the brain.
You had to have ridden this regular cab though, right? Because I mean that's part of the experience.
I didn't even hail one cab.
I just have to ride one cab.
I did not want to get my credit card information stolen.
It's on New York. Anyway, okay, go back to the minivans. I'm just saying. That's part of the experience, man. That's like TV.
Lyft. Okay, so it's a Lyft ride, not an Uber ride. I just think that's very interesting because it seems like Disney is taking this one on and maybe not necessarily partnering with Lyft as much with it because you don't have to call the app. I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work, but I'm sure that they've got that all figured out. So I definitely think this is interesting. I think $150 is a lot of money. But if you are maybe scared to use Uber or you really are, I mean, Lyft, whatever, Uber or Lyft, I guess I should say, or if you are concerned because you have a lot of little ones that need car seats, I think that's going to be kind of the key with this, is because they can carry up to 3 car seats. So I think that that's probably, you're going to have a lot of small family, you know, families with small children that use this option. Otherwise, you know, maybe Magical Express may be the better option. Or if you say you have a really early in the morning flight and, you know, like it's at like 6 a.m. and Magical Express would, you know, have to pick you up at like 3 a.m. or something, then maybe you would want to consider this option as well. So, you know, I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes moving forward. It's certainly interesting. Obviously, Uber or Lyft will be a cheaper way to do it in general. It's an option for you.
Okay, so here are my thoughts on this. You know, and I've said this for years. This is probably not anything I'll ever use because, one, we don't stay at deluxe resorts a whole lot, and we definitely don't stay at club level hardly ever. But
right.
I like Disney giving options, whether it's something I'm going to take advantage of or not. I like it to be there for folks that want to take advantage of this. And the way I see it is, folks that are staying club level at the deluxe resorts, you're paying a premium to have that very upscale, exclusive experience. And while Magical Express gets me to and from Orlando International just fine, I love it. You know, I've been flying the last couple of years, and Magical Express suits my needs. It saves me money. I don't rent a car anymore. I just fill in with Ubers, you know, throughout my stay. Come out way ahead, you know, as far as renting a car. It's more convenient for me, time saving and so forth. But I think the folks, like you say, that are staying club level, they might have an expectation for, you know, a certain level of service out of their entire vacation. And I think what this does is it gives them that option. You know, like if you don't want to ride on the Magical Express bus and you want to have more of a private experience, because the thing is, we know that guests, you know, some guests will not ride Magical Express. They'll go to Mears and they'll rent a town car. They'll rent a limo to get from Orlando International to the Walt Disney World and back. And that gives them, you know, just a little bit more of a personal experience from the time that the plane touches down. You know, you've seen the guys with the iPads when you go down to catch Magical Express standing there. That's a cool thing, you know, and I would imagine that that's something that maybe you want to splurge on for your honeymoon, or maybe you want to splurge on for an anniversary trip. Maybe not every trip, but, you know, if it's a really special club level trip, this is an option. And what's $150 when you're looking at an overall, you know, Walt Disney World vacation package? And it'll feel really cool, I would think.
Oh, Absolutely. I mean, like I said, if you're looking for that kind of exclusivity experience, this is 100% right up your alley, I think, you know, because like I said, it would just be you and your family. So, you know, that part's really nice and handy, you know. So I can absolutely see why this would be a thing and, you know, that there would definitely be people who would take advantage of it. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where this goes from here, moving forward.
It seems like they're expanding the minivans, which I didn't think they would, you know, I thought they would kind of fill a niche, you know, not really. I mean, because I mean, they don't hold that many people. I mean, to expand this program, you know, minivan program, you got to get a lot of vehicles. Which, you know, here's me 10 years down the line. I've seen stories on this on social media over the last few years, you know, off and on, that this would be a way for them to get into autonomous vehicles. You know, like right. smaller, not just the big stretchy buses, but you know, like let's start off with an autonomous car that gets you from point A to point B. I mean, the minivans. I could see that happening, you know, say in 5 years, you know, with like the right. LiDAR and stuff, you wouldn't have a driver just shuttle you from here to that. That could be, you know, where they're looking at this way down the road. I have no idea. I'm excited for things like that because I think Walt Disney World being such an enclosed environment, it's a perfect opportunity for Disney to really kind of get on Walt's vision. He was a futurist, you know, and a technologist and see, you know what, we can spearhead autonomous vehicles on our property because we kind of set the rules and we have our own, you know, transportation system, which is very cool, but that's way down the road. But who knows? You know, I'm excited for things like this when new things come out. So we'll see where it takes us. You know, I probably won't use it, but minivans are not, you know, and here's a rumor. Scott and I were talking about this over Marathon Weekend. We were trying to catch a minivan at some point just so we could see if this is true or not. And I want our listeners to tell me if it is. He says in the minivans that they have a selection. You can listen to any background loop from any of the parks that you would like. That they not only have like radio stations you can listen to, but they have background loops. So if you're a big Disney fan, you can request a background loop and they'll play it on the radio, which I think that'd be awesome, but I don't know if that's true or not. That'd be sweet though. Like, I want to listen to some Interventions, you know, as we're cruising to Epcot. That'd be sweet. Anyway.
That would be.
Yeah, if you know, let us know. I'd like to confirm that. I think it is true, but I don't know. I've never seen it firsthand. All right, so what else we got going on, Ricky?
Okay, so we also have a little bit of information about the very popular scavenger hunts that take place at Epcot. So for the spring, they're actually having two scavenger hunts. One is basically the inaugural, like it's the, well, there is an inaugural one, but one is the first, the granddaddy scavenger hunt, I guess I should say. And that is the Eggstravaganza scavenger hunt. This is really the scavenger hunt that started all the scavenger hunts at Epcot. So
I heard it's excellent.
It is excellent. It basically what it is there are, and this is, I've definitely done this one. There are these little Easter eggs. Well, they're not really so little. They're actually kind of large, all things considered, but there are these Easter eggs that are designed with character, you know, graphics on them, and they are hidden throughout World Showcase. Some are easy to find, some are not so easy to find. I may have had to ask for hints a couple of times, so I totally cheated. Also, it was dark during, like, when I was trying to find the last ones, so, like, it's really hard to find them in the dark. I would definitely suggest doing this in the daytime. But anyway, what you do is, once you find the hidden character theme egg in the park, you'll place the sticker that looks exactly like the same egg on the specialty map that you have. Where in the country where you found the egg. Maps and stickers can be purchased for $5.99 plus tax at Disney Trader, Penn Central, World Traveler. And once you complete the hunt, you will take the map to Disney Trader for a special surprise. I'm going to ruin it. Spoiler alert. The surprise is an egg, which is so awesome. Oh my gosh. Nice. I love 3D. The egg. Nice. It's adorable. Like, the egg is so cute. I have one. It's adorable. I have a Mr. Toad one. It's so cute.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes.
Now see, that's worth cheating for, I guess.
So if I really wanted a cheat, I could have just paid the $5.99 and then not looked for the eggs and then just gotten my little egg. You didn't have to actually go and complete
I'd have to kick you off the podcast if you did that. That's not cool.
I actually went and looked for the eggs. But So, but we also have a brand new, like I said, inaugural hunt this year. And this year, I forgot to tell you, the Eggstravaganza scavenger hunt, it's only going to be taking place during the Easter season. So last year, it actually ran from the whole Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. This year, this one, the scavenger hunt, will only be running from March 16th through April 1st. So you only have a really short window to be able to get to do this. And I think that has upset a few people, but you have another hunt that you can do instead. So for the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, there is going to be the Spikes Pollen Nation Exploration. Try saying that about five times fast. In this hunt, Disney's favorite honeybee, Spike, which I don't know what Spike is from, but he's adorable. So y'all need to tell me what Spike's from, and I'm sure somebody will do it.
He's Figment's second cousin, I think.
No! Anyway, so you need to tell me what Spike is from, because he's so cute. But he has been pollinating his way around the festival, giving guests the chance to follow his pollination trail around Epcot. You'll pick up a garden map and stickers at the port of entry and explore, and you'll need to be on the lookout.
Be careful there. Don't get stung.
There you go. On the lookout for Spike as he pollinates Epcot's gardens, which are there for the Flower and Garden Festival. In each garden, you'll have to search for the plant Spike has pollinated, identifiable by Spike himself, and a little plant stake, so you know that that's, you know, part of the whole game. Once you find him, add the sticker to the map, just like you would do with the Eggstravaganza hunt. And then when you're done, you'll return your map for a springtime surprise. I don't know what the springtime surprise is going to be yet, because this is the first year for this. And maps can be purchased for $5.99 at port of entry. So again, it's kind of a fun way to do Flower and Garden Festival, especially, I mean, let's put it this way. If you have kids, it's a great way to do it. But even as an adult, like, it's super fun to be able to do. It's a good way to kind of explore the gardens that they have, because Disney does some great work with these gardens. So, and there are different ones around in the different countries. So they're absolutely beautiful. So I really like that they're tying this way in to get to experience the Flower and Garden Festival. It's just, the Flower and Garden Festival is really one of my favorite events. So I think it may be surpassing Food and Wine, but I'm not entirely sure. Just because it's so beautiful. I mean, it really is just a gorgeous time to be at Epcot. So I think that it's really exciting that they've added this as another option for guests to be able to do.
You know, if only we had a story about the future of Flights of Wonder, we could have titled this show Ricky and Mike and Ricky Talk About the Birds and the Bees. That got awesome ratings. If only we had some Flights of Wonder news here.
I don't have any Flights of Wonder news. That'd be a great title.
That'd be such a great title. Oh, well. Meta Be Our Guest podcast.
Okay, here we can just tell people, hey, guess what? There's going to be a new Flights of Wonder show that has Russell and Doug. There you go. It opens in the spring, I'm guessing. So.
Interesting. It's, all right, we have a few minutes left. So any quick hits on other news around Walt Disney World?
So I will kind of share this, and it's for anybody who may be listening to this, who may be in Walt Disney World, who are looking for a spot to go watch the Super Bowl this weekend. Of course, there's ESPN. You're not going to get into ESPN. It's been sold out for months. So if you're looking to go to a different place to experience, and this isn't going to be a very large place either, but it's going to be an exciting place to get to go experience the big game. And it is going to be... And this is the big news, I think. Well, okay, it's medium-sized news. But anyway, it's not Rick's Lounge anymore at Coronado Springs. It's Rick's Sports Bar and Grill.
Whoa, that's even better. That's way better. And you know what? We're talking about the Eagles. They're a bird. We're in there. There you go.
There you go. The birds and the bees. Anyway, so so they've changed, and this is like a relatively new thing, because I was looking it up when I was writing the article for Touring Plans, and I was like, Is that new? Like, I feel like I would have remembered, like, I knew it was Rick's Lounge before. I was like, is it new that it's Rick's Sports Bar and Grill? So, yes, they actually just changed the name. And it's, I guess it's been under refurbishment, which shows you I haven't been paying that but close of attention. It's not officially open yet. It will be officially open here in the springtime, but it will be open for, the Super Bowl. So they're going to have an all-you-can-eat buffet. And really, it's not that bad. It's only $21.95 per person.
That's a bargain. I mean, you pay for that. You pay that at Hooters.
Like, exactly. Like
Buffalo Wild Wings.
They're going to have mini hot dog bar with toppings. So chili, cheese, onions, relish, and other traditional condiments. So right there, I mean, hello, you can eat your weight in hot dogs. Hey, they're going to have chicken tenders with traditional sauces like buffalo sauce, barbecue, and blue cheese.
I'm calling Paige. I'm calling Paige. We're going down.
I mean, seriously, they're going to have house-made barbecue chips, house coleslaw, and deli sliders of ham, turkey, and roast beef. So that sounds delicious, too. Like, seriously, $21 for that? That's awesome. Like, if you're going to be down there, seriously, consider, and you really want to watch the game, you really need to consider going to Rick's because I think it's going to be a great place to watch. I don't think that, like, again, I've seen Rick's Lounge, or I guess I should say Rick's Sports Bar and Grill, in passing. I haven't eaten there, but it doesn't look like it's a huge space. So, you know, obviously you'll want to get there early, but they are not taking reservations. It is walk-in only. So that's also awesome. Because obviously, like I said, ESPN has been sold out for months. So,
pro tip, go with Moose. He can get you in just about anywhere at Walt Disney World.
Yes. So I think that's really awesome, though, you know, just all things considered, that they're doing that. And like I said, hello, name change. Didn't know that was coming. So also didn't know that they were, you know, going to have a new sports bar at Walt Disney World. So it's going to be a good place for people to go who are actually looking to watch sports in the future. You know what I'm saying? Because like there isn't, besides ESPN, there isn't really a sports bar to go to.
I'm trying to think. Place over at Wide World of Sports. It's not really a sports bar, though. It's just the ESPN Grill.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, they need more of those. Because, I think that one of the things, of course, I'm a big sports fan, especially college football. One of the things I love about Walt Disney World is that you have people from all over the country, all over the world. But during times, like during the baseball playoffs, football playoffs, you know, what have you, college football bowl season, I love seeing people represent their colors, you know, on their vacation. And I think it's cool to kind of get together if you're down there and your team's in the, you know, the Super Bowl, or, you know, you're in a big bowl game. It's fun. Like, we got to do that over Marathon weekend. We got to watch the college football semifinals. And, you know, you don't necessarily get to see people, you know, it's totally, a lot of times it's like a lot of random strangers, but you're all pulling for your same team, which makes a great environment. I like that.
Right. Exactly. I think that it's fun to watch a game like that in an environment where you really have people from that could really be cheering for any team. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're there to support one team or another, or to really just enjoy the game, or, you know, whatever. So I think that that's a really cool thing.
And I'm sure people from around the world are like, oh, man, those Americans are crazy. Because you know what? I was at ESPN one time during a World Cup game. No, I was at Epcot with Paige.
Yeah.
She was totally into soccer, and I'm not a huge soccer fan. I need, like, more scoring, you know, like I can't handle like a 90 minute 1-0 game. But like, we were in there, and I mean, these people were, it wasn't even the United States playing, it was two countries, and the people that were in there, and it was in the Odyssey, and they were both, you know, it was packed with people from those two countries. They're both South American countries, and I mean, they were living and dying on every pass. So it was interesting to me. Like, I love the environment. I got into the game itself just for the fact that people were so passionate about it. So I think, you know, it gives that opportunity. I like that. And in Rick's Lounge, you know, that sounds like a 70s place. Coronado's bringing it up to the 90s. You know, they're contending with B-dubs. That's what they're doing there.
Right, exactly. So I think it's pretty awesome.
All right. Well, that's the news. Ricky, thanks so much. We appreciate it. And welcome back to Georgia. Did you lose your Southern accent being up in the big city?
You know, given that I didn't ever have a Southern accent, although some would disagree with that, that I have some sort of accent, but I don't hear it. But given that I never had one to begin with, I don't think I'm losing anything. But I do say y'all, so I didn't pick up that.
Got to, down in Sugar Hill. It's got to. Anyway.
That's right.
All right. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our great friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that 2018 Disney Adventure, let me just tell you, right now is the time. There's some great specials out there for the first quarter of 2018. It's called Fun and Sun. There's room discounts, there's package discounts, there's some AP discounts for the spring. It's all there. Just drop by themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote. An agent will get back to you right away. And in that spot where it says, where'd you hear about us? Put the Be Our Guest podcast. We sure appreciate that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget to use our Amazon affiliate link. Valentine's Day, 12 days away. Time to get on it. You know, go over there. There's lots of great ideas. They have it for him, for her, for everybody. They have all kinds of stuff. And if you're smart, you know, just think about what your significant other loves. You know, get them an iPad, get them an iPad case, get them candy, whatever. It's all there. So just use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, @BeOurGuestMike. And of course, we've got an awesome Facebook group over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And as you're having a great time on Sunday, please, 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 please just be careful. I know everybody likes to have a great party there and watch their favorite teams, but just be careful on the roads. If you're having a good time, have somebody else grab those keys. We just want you back here on Monday, and we care about each and every one of you. So just please do have a great time on Sunday, but be careful. We care about you guys. All right, so for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Go whatever team you're going for. I'm going with Moose, so I'm going for
go
the
Justin
Eagles,
Timberlake.
I guess. Go Justin Timberlake. Go commercials for a lot of us. We don't care, but have a great weekend, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.